Good morning. Welcome to this blessed day of worship at St. John's Christian Church. I invite you to turn to pages 8 and 9 in your bulletin. You'll see a long list of announcements here for the church and some announcements for within the community. A couple I want to highlight. At the top of page 9, you will see a call for volunteers as we head into the next stage of the building renovation. So there's a few dates listed on there, as well as the various projects that need to be completed on those dates. If you are able to volunteer or help in any of those aspects, please contact either Pastor Eric or the church office. Additionally, early registration for True North Vacation Bible School is still open. So all pre-K through fifth graders are encouraged to join us this summer on our adventure as we learn how to trust Jesus in this wild world of ours. We're also still in need of some volunteers to help make that week possible. So if you have it on your heart to possibly help, you're not quite sure if you want to, not quite sure what the open slots require, please feel free to reach out to one of the VBS directors. That would be myself, Kayla Swisher, Jill Holgrave, and Brooke Lerma. We'd be more than happy to kind of give you an overview of what those volunteer positions end up holding and how you can be a part of it. I think the week ends up being just as fun for the volunteers as it does for the kids. So just know that it's a really gratifying week for everyone involved. And then finally, all Easter Sunday events and services of worship are listed at the top of page 10 of the bulletin. And then at this time, I invite Pastor Eric up. He's going to share a special announcement about our mission a month.
Though we have supported Fairlawn for many years, now Fairlawn is a new mission a month project. With some of the changes to that calendar, we slotted in the mission committee, slotted in Fairlawn, with a new emphasis on the chaplain ministry at St. John's. That's part of our annual mission budget, where our funds support Dale Kern as chaplain at Fairlawn. Dale oversees and coordinates, leads three weekly services of worship, does a Bible study or two. He visits the residents on a weekly basis, and he assists local churches and pastors in providing spiritual care to Fairlawn residents. Probably should have had this announcement a few weeks down the road. Fairlawn's annual meeting is coming up later in April, and Gloria Lauber is our church representative, and I will be there, and we'll learn a little bit more. And in addition, Fairlawn's CEO, Tammy Allison, and their director of donor relations, Tina Drain, we'll be attending the May meeting of the consistory as we learn a little bit more about their current and future programs and ministries. So your continued prayers and financial support of Fairlawn will be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, which reads, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Please bow your heads in prayer. Lord, we pray that our morning of worship honors you and your goodness, a goodness that is so profound that you gave your one and only Son to live, die, and be resurrected for our sins. As we continue to hear of his final earthly moments today and in the coming weeks, let us reflect on how we are to go forth in this world as forgiven people of faith with humility for our generation and generations to come. Amen.
We're going to hear a sermon today, starting with "At Calvary." What does Calvary mean to you? I invite you into our time of worship and have you reflect on Christ and the cross as we sing "By the Blood."
Amen.
another invitation would be to come unto Jesus, bring everything that you have from this week, your worries, your cares, your troubles, your joys. We will sing Come Unto Jesus, following then the victory over death by the song Death Was Arrested. Please rise as you're able and join us.
Thank you.
If any children miss the cue, now's the time to come forward to the steps. Anywhere you want to sit, they'll move your feet for you. There you go. Good morning. How many of you have driven a car? Have you driven a car on the road?
On the driveway.
On the driveway. Okay. How many of you ever ridden in a car? Do you pay attention to the signs along the road?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a test.
Maybe even railroad.
What does this sign say about a railroad?
The R stands for rail and then road.
But where do you see this?
Near the railroad tracks.
You see near the railroad tracks. You know what this tells you to do?
Stop.
You have to stop, slow down, make sure there's not a train coming, and be careful, okay? What about this one? Turn left only. So you can't go to the right or you're going to be breaking the law. Good job.
No trucks allowed.
No, you got this memorized. No trucks allowed on that particular street.
Forwards or backwards?
Forwards or backwards? Aha, I stumped them. Forwards or backwards, what does this actually mean?
Two-way street.
Some streets only one direction, but here you can go either way, so you have to be on the correct side of the road.
Walking up or down.
Walking up or down?
Oh, I know what that thing is. Across, like pedestrian crossing.
He does know what it meant. Pedestrian crossing. What?
Yeah, yield.
Has he really driven? Okay, what's that mean? What do you think?
Yield.
No, that's yield. That's yield. What's this? Slow-moving vehicle. I just had to get that. So, Ryan, you are exceptional. Here's it says yield. And if you think about it, all these signs have something to do with yield. And yield means when you're coming up, you have to let the other vehicle go first. So if you're coming at a train track and you see a train, you gotta let the train go through first, and then the car will follow. You're going
to
have to wait for minutes, okay? So all these things are about yield. If you're a pedestrian, the car, if you're in the crosswalk, the car is supposed to yield to you, but you can't cross against the light either. So yield. Yield means you have to let the other go first, whether you have to wait for minutes or not,
hey,
okay?
I know what this lesson's about. Let God go first.
I think we're just going to leave it at that. Yield is about letting God go first. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from a man named Jesus. Jesus, he did what God wanted him to do. And so Jesus yielded his life on the cross. He died on the cross that we had forgiveness from our sins. And he rose from the grave so that we had the promise of everlasting life. But Jesus didn't just get to do what he wanted to do. Jesus did what God wanted him to do. And that's one of the things about life. We have to figure out how God wants us to yield to him by putting him first. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children. And we pray that we would all learn the signs of Scripture to know how to be obedient and how to follow Jesus. We thank you for his love for us, and we love him in return. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You get to go back to your places. I did learn one thing at early service in those signs. The right turn only. A new driver had to do this to figure out which was the right. I'm not sure how you do that when you're driving down the road. So hopefully when you're behind the wheel, you know which is left and which is right. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Loving Lord, on this fifth Sunday of the season of Lent, we recognize that Lent is nearing its end. It's going about to be completed once again, which means we are drawing near to our annual observance of Holy Week. As we focus our attention on all that Jesus taught and all that Jesus accomplished as he sacrificed himself for the salvation of all, we recognize that for us, it can be so hard to love the world. To love it the way that Jesus did seems impossible to us in our daily walk. Help us to be inspired by his love, to be guided by his example. Teach us the truths of Scripture, that we would yield our hearts and our wills to your will. Lord, let each of us accept that we can't do this alone. We must rely upon the direction and the authority of the Holy Spirit. We need you, dear God. We need you to give us strength. We need you to give us support in our journey of faith and our journey of love. Show us how to unlock our hearts so that we are not selfish, but we yield our lives to your will. Enable us to be less fearful of the pain and the darkness that will be transformed by you into Easter joy. Lord, continue to teach us your truths through the devotion to Scripture. Open up for us the ways to life through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? Whispering to me, I swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. And that's the truth. So much noise living rent-free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to you. That's the truth. I know who I am, 'cause I know who you are, and I feel your inside my heart. I know the lies are always gonna try and find me, but I've never been so sure. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to You. I belong to You, and that's the truth.